There is probably a sociological significance attached to the various youth movements we've had since, shall we say, about 1954. I think that's the time when it began. You know, we settled down after the war. In 1954, it was possible to eat again. Up to that time, you know, we'd been living on miserable small rations, feeding Europe rather than ourselves. In 1954, meat began to appear in the shops. You could go into a butcher's and order a pound of steak without a ration book, and so on. A small aspect of the change. But there was a movement in England about that time called the Teddy Boy Movement, which is very curious. The original name that these kids gave themselves was the Edwardian Strutters. Strutters, a very American term. Edwardian, of course, very English. These kids had to dress up in a particular way. They dressed up in the manner of Edwardian gentlemen. The clothes they bought cost a lot of money. There were no, you know, there were no jeans, no T-shirts. A very rather elegant outfit with the string tie and the special boots with deep soles and the well-cut Edwardian suit. Why was this? The feeling of the sociologists was that these kids were harking back to a time when Britain had been great, you know, the Edwardian era, period of expansion up to about King Edward VII died in 1911, but the Edwardian era went on till about 1914. There was an empire, there was greatness, and there was a kind of unconscious harking back to a period when England had some place in the world. These kids were not too violent because they didn't want to get blood on their suits. It was as simple as that. They would gather round people who were not dressed as they were and offer threats. But no overt violence. Then this changed. We had this mod and rocker movement, in which the mods dressed in what they called modern gear, modern clothes, and the rockers had motorcycles. They were named after the rocker, which, of course, is the device on the motorcycle used for parking it, making it stand upright. They just fought each other. They met on holidays like Easter, Christmas, not Christmas, too cold, at seaside resorts, and then they would just knock hell out of each other. And what this signified was more, to my mind, more theological than anything else. They were kind of mimicking a fundamental war in heaven between God and the devil, or between X and Y, or black versus white, whatever it was. But they, I think the whole thing stemmed out of something which is endemic in youth, that is boredom. Youth are bored.